This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Behind bars with legitimate drink programs, there are studious bartenders and wizened mixologists that dedicate themselves to supporting and upholding a rather shrouded cocktail culture. In the last 10 years or so, this culture seems to have been revitalized and reapproached with a fastidious attention to history and tradition. Damon Bolte from The Speakeasy interviews the general manager of Cocktail Kingdom, Ethan Kahn. The showroom that Ethan manages is the place to go for mixologists. If cooks go to J.B. Prince and Corin for specialty tools, bartenders go to Cocktail Kingdom. Ethan Kahn helped owner Greg Brougham spin this bartender's dream because while in the business of reprinting old cocktail books, they realized the large demand for not only the knowledge, but the tools to properly make cocktails. In their interview, Ethan talks about their tools and how they think about the products that distinguishes Cocktail Kingdom.
See, but it's those little things. I hate when my jiggers topple over, or I hate when I'm stirring the mixing glass and it starts to spin around in a circle. It's those little details, and it's that sort of feedback that we get from bartenders. That's the really helpful stuff. Because, okay, you're making a mixing glass. It's a vessel for ice. You start drinking.
Well, it's like,
but it's the little touches that really, really allow you to produce a product that's above and beyond.
Like cooking, bartending is heavily steeped in tradition, but American Prohibition paused its cultural growth while it flourished elsewhere. Until recently, cocktail culture has not come back around in full swing. As they talk about Prohibition on The Speakeasy, Ethan remarks how the Japanese adopted techniques from famous American bartenders of the late 1800s, such as Jerry Thomas. He says that Japanese cocktail culture was not interrupted by Prohibition and has long taken a more serious and proud approach to mixology that has been steadily developing over the past 100 years.
The Japanese style is completely different. It's hugely focused, huge attention to detail. It's this quiet, muted room. You go to a bar, there's 7 seats at the bar, there's not much else, maybe a 2-top here or there. The bartender is, it's his bar. If he's not there, the bar is not open. Obviously, a society like that, that brings something like that about, is going to bring about some pretty badass tools. And so, as I was saying, like, we really got our start with those sorts of tools. Trident bar spoons, the RI mixing glasses.
According to Ethan, that cultural exchange caused their book business to naturally transition into the premier specialty supplies business for bartenders in NYC. Ethan explains how their book reproduction company blossomed into that tool-based company.
With this attention to detail that we had with the reproduction of the books, well, Greg began lecturing about the cocktail scene and the history of cocktails, and at that same time, a bunch of bartenders began approaching him. Oh, you're going to Japan for this and that. Can you get us some bar tools? You know, can you bring back some shakers, some strainers? And all of a sudden, he realized that there was this real need for it amongst the bartending community. Most of the tools that you'd get in the States, you know, in New York, I mean, where would you go for tools before us? It was probably the Bowery.
The Bowery, yeah.
Yeah, and there it's mismatched tins, it's the weak strainers, the sort of stuff that bends in half when you put a little bit too much effort on it, the bar spoons with a little red top.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden there was this real demand. You know, I think part of it was bartenders began looking at the kitchen and seeing how, you know, you can buy these Wusthof knives that are thousands of dollars and they are the prime quality tools, but there wasn't anything like that for the bartending community.
Since Cocktail Kingdom opened in 2008, they have become the place to get tools for anyone mixing. Bartenders from Sambar and Milk and Honey can be found there looking for anything from a fancy German mixing glass to a Japanese Kuriko shaker, or even a sharp ice pick for a cocktail that requires its own unique sliver. Ethan reminds us that back in the day, cocktail makers worked with an ice block to peel, scrape, and chisel different shapes for each respective drink. At the Cocktail Showroom on 25th Street on the west side of Manhattan, there's also a library available for research by appointment only. For more from Damon and Ethan on Cocktail Kingdom, tune into The Speakeasy, episode 127, or go see Ethan at the store on the 5th floor of 36 West 25th Street. This is Trig Brown, reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.